Romans 8:36, dead conquerors. There are many paradoxes in the Bible. The paradox found in these verses is hard to grasp. In Romans 8:36, it says that we face death all day long and that we are like sheep that will be slaughtered. Then in verse 37, it says that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. How can we be more than conquerors if we're dead? This is a paradox. People often quote verse 37, in all these things we are more than conquerors. They assume that we will be victorious and triumphant in everything without problems or opposition. However, to really understand Romans 8:35-39, we must understand this paradox. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:36, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered sheep to be slaughtered. The meditation question is, why is this verse in this passage that focuses so much on our victorious position in Christ and our security in his love? Romans 8:36 is a quotation from Psalm 44:22. Paul quotes this verse to emphasize that as believers in Jesus, we will face difficulties, suffering, and even death, just as the Old Testament saints did. We said in the commentary on Romans 8:35 that we will face trouble, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, and danger, but none of these can separate us from the love of Christ. I have read verse 36 many times and thought, how are we like sheep that will be slaughtered? This verse is very negative. Why is it in the middle of this great passage about our victory and security in Christ? However, it is the key to understanding what Paul is saying in Romans 8:35-39, which is one of the most loved passages in the Bible. People love verse 37, but it is easy to misinterpret it. It declares we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And Paul's message that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ is comforting and encouraging. However, sometimes people think that being more than a conqueror means that we will automatically be victorious in every situation and will face no opposition, hardship, defeat, or death. We sometimes envision ourselves as being more than conquerors, like a king marching into a city after a great victory. Paul said in verse 36 that we are like sheep to be slaughtered and constantly face death. But in verse 37, he said we're more than conquerors. This is a paradox. We are guaranteed ultimate victory in Christ, but our definition of victory must be adjusted. We are more than conquerors, but we are also like sheep waiting to be slaughtered. We will face trouble, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, and danger, but we'll experience victory in Christ through them all. We will be victorious even in death, because nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. We will be victorious through all of these problems, because God works all things for our good. He is with us and will never forsake us. If God is on our side, who can defeat us? I was friends with Mr. Swanson, who has since passed away. We would share and have great conversations once or twice a year. I heard that his wife Eleanor was sick, so when I met Mr. Swanson one summer day, I asked, well, how is Eleanor? He replied, she's just fine. We did not have much time to talk at that time, but I found out later that she had passed away. I have thought about his reply many times. He said that she was just fine because she was with the Lord. There was no more suffering, sorrow, or pain for her. Surely he experienced sorrow and grief when she died, but he was also more than a conqueror. He knew that nothing could separate her or him from the love of God. He understood the paradox of being a conqueror even in death and sorrow. Paul repeats and develops this message throughout Romans 8:36-39. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your word and your great love. Thank you that nothing can separate us from your love. And thank you that you are with us and love us no matter what, even in trials, suffering, and death. Amen.